I'd like now to welcome back to the program Ben Swan. He is with the Santa Fe Animal Shelter and Humane Society. Welcome.
Hi, Mary Charlotte. Thank you for having us on.
Feels like it's been a while since we've been here talking about animals, although it's probably just been a few weeks. But there's been a really big event, namely a hoarding situation was found, and suddenly the Santa Fe Animal Shelter has, what, 50 new dogs?
About 48, actually. It happened essentially overnight. We did have a little bit of a heads up about it, and so the night before, we were able to open up some space by working with some community partners, Santa Fe Tails Dog Daycare and also Braemar Kennels. They took in some animals, and in fact, the night before, I took over a handful over to Santa Fe Tails, and the next day, because we didn't know how many animals we would get, we heard maybe 20, and in the end it was 50, 48 dogs and puppies.
For those who have never heard of hoarding, what is animal hoarding?
Well, it's truly a mental illness. People have, they may have the best intentions at heart, but as a mental illness, they don't understand when too much is too much, when they can't handle it. It's not just animals. It can be a lot of different things that you obsessive compulsive just collect these things, and all of a sudden your house may be full of newspapers or kittens or dogs. And in this case, according to the news reports, it was a lot of dogs.
And so these dogs now are at the Santa Fe Animal Shelter, and we don't yet know what their fate will be.
We don't. They are in basically legal limbo. We have to hold them contractually. They are what they consider evidence. We're hoping the best case scenario is that the woman would relinquish the animals so we can do what we do best, which is to spay and neuter the animals, treat them if they have some really serious issues, and get them adopted.
So meanwhile, you've got 48 extra dogs, which puts a tremendous strain on your staff and kennels and resources and everything else.
That's right, Mary Charlotte. We're bracing for the unknown. So essentially, we may have these, like the roosters that we held for almost 18 months.
Good heavens!
In the legal system, so we're hoping that won't happen. We're hoping that this will resolve itself quickly, that we'll be able to work with these animals. Because that's what we do. That's what we want to do. We want to be able to process these animals, get them out to homes. Now, some of them might not make it. They have a variety of issues. Some have neurological problems, and others have some wounds and injuries. Most of them are shy, timid, and really frightened of the situation that they've been put in.
Yeah.
Any shelter animal takes a little bit to adjust to things. They don't know something new. But we work really hard in bringing these animals around. And a lot of these, they're mostly healer mixes. There's some older ones. There's a Dalmatian, things like that. We hope to be able to work with these and get them out. So what we're really wanting right now is to asking people if they're thinking about considering adopting an animal. We have plenty of animals to adopt.
Not these, but your regular animals.
Our regular wonderful animals are ready to adopt. And if people are on the fence about it, we'll work with them. Really, we want to find new homes for animals so we can free up more space. And also we're asking the public if they can just hold off on relinquishing an animal, if there's an issue or something with the animal that they say, this is not working out, we'll work with those people.
Yeah.
Our behavior department will work with those people to make sure that the relationship actually works. And if it doesn't work, we understand that. We will accept them, but hopefully not for a few days.
So you're also looking for donations of dog food, money, anything that people can give?
Right. As you know, this is, we went from, I know we had 70 animals, now we have 130 in one rebuilding alone. And so naturally, we had to move these animals out. And it just puts a tremendous stress on our volunteers, our staff, on everyone.
Yeah.
And from everything from staff time to dog food. And we're asking for donations of canned dog food, is really something we can store and keep for a while, blankets, towels, and also financial donations, just so we can work with these animals and get them adopted.
Meanwhile, you've been doing this work for long enough that you've seen various hoarding situations. Is there a pattern to what the animals are like, what the dogs are like when they come in from a hoarding situation?
It really varies. It depends on how, when the authorities can come in and get them. We try to always jump in before it becomes a situation where we all of a sudden have to have 50 animals. And recently we worked with a woman who had two mini cats, and she realized she had a problem. And we worked with her. We were able to go in there. We were able to take the animals out slowly and not burden the shelter as much as this case is doing. There's really no pattern. There is a pattern where people, generally hoarders, are much like hermits. They kind of hide what they're doing, and people, they don't really let people inside the house. Neighbors might hear a lot of barking, or a lot, depending on what it is. And those are some clues to something not right is going on. You know, in the county we have people, there's a limit to animals. People can have 10 dogs and cats. And the reason for that is because anything after that is considered a kennel or a boarding facility and should be inspected. And that's really how it should be, because, you know, you want to have animals who are healthy and safe and have enough place to move around, exercise, and things like that. You want to make sure, our goal is to make sure there's healthy animals, and that's what we want everybody else to do as well.
So one of the things that you have besides, that people can do besides make donations and so on, and volunteer, which is another thing people can do, is go to the, now you have a couple of resale stores, secondhand clothing and wonderful objects, and there's a new one right across the street from the Santa Fe Baking Company.
That's right. That's Look What the Cat Dragged In 2. It's at 541 West Cordova. And both of these places, the one here on West Cordova and the one on Camino Entrada, 2570 Camino Entrada, are places where people can donate things and also support the shelter by donating their gently used clothing, furniture, books, and also buying wonderful things. And the store right across the street, we have some wonderful people who are running it, Madeline and Madison. And it's
Madeline and Madison.
Yeah, isn't it? The two M's. M&M. So it's a great store, and it's just open 2 weeks ago. We haven't even had a grand opening yet, but we are planning next month to have the grand opening. But anyway,
these resale stores have fabulous clothes. I bought a jacket the other day, and it was beautiful.
And you're wearing it now, and it's beautiful. And this shirt is a Japanese style shirt, and I also got it at the Cat.
Yes, it's very, ladies and gentlemen, it's very elegant.
It's quite elegant.
Let's talk about some of the animals that you have available for adoption.
Right. We have wonderful animals available for adoption. I brought a couple in, but people can go to our website and look. And we also have mobile adoption events at Petco and PetSmart, and other places. But Poncho.
We're talking, by the way, to Ben Swan from the Santa Fe Animal Shelter and Humane Society, who just handed me a photograph, a really nicely done photograph, of a beautiful little brown-eyed chihuahua named Poncho.
Poncho's a great dog. You know, we just have some wonderful animals, as I mentioned, and if people are considering adopting, this is the great time to do it. We do have a special going on. There's a reduced price for all animals over a year old, for all dogs over a year old. So this is just a great time. And the weather is turning nicely, so it's a great time to get a dog and just get out and lose a few pounds by walking them.
It is a great time to get a dog. I got my puppy. Oh, no, I got him in the fall. But anyway, when the weather's nice, it's always a good time to get a dog. But when you can take him outside.
Exactly, and get him used to just going outside to relieving themselves and things like that. My dogs, if it rains, they'll look out the window and say, I'm sorry, stop the rain.
And we say, no, we need the rain.
Let's go. Yeah. So I also brought in a photo of Lady Godiva. Lady Godiva is a very elegant cat. She's the adoption counselor called a prima donna. She is a three-legged tripod, is what we call them.
Okay.
But she's very particular about her people and her friends. But she's perfect baby for an older person who just wants to lavish all the attention on one animal.
She's very elegant.
She's quite elegant. Yeah.
So and so many more animals are also available. And so basically, if people say, I've been thinking about adopting a puppy or a full-grown dog, this is a great time to do it, because then it makes more room and relieves the pressure for all of these hoarded dogs who have just come in.
Exactly. We have a very we have minimum standards of care that we really want to make sure all of our animals that are mentally healthy and happy. And that's what we're striving to do. And if we have too many animals, we have to double them up, and that might not be ideal. And that's why we just want people to encourage people to come in and check out the animals and adopt and fall in love.
Ben Swan is with the Santa Fe Animal Shelter and Humane Society, that is on the web at sfhumanesociety.org. And the phone number is
983-4309, extension 601 or 610 for adoptions.
All right. Well, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you, Mary Charlotte. Pleasure seeing you.